the time will be our time, and the grass won't be no
Welcome back to the Bruce Sallin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesallin.com. That's Bruce and Sallin, S-A-L-L-A-N. And you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Sallin. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
It's always a pleasure, Bruce.
So we're talking about repairing the world today, or tikkun olam, which is the Hebrew expression. And I would love your insights, especially given that you have children that are older than mine and many in our audience, what you and your wife did in the way of teaching them and the value of giving, and I'm assuming you did. So where would you go with this topic?
Well, like most things we taught our kids, it was by example. And I think our kids obviously see everything we do, and they take it all in. And, you know, from our actions, they start to develop their own sense of what's right and wrong, good and bad, and what's of value. And I have to really credit my wife to a great degree because she's just very active. And so the kids early on learned about recycling, learned about the people in need in our community through my wife's women's club and the activities that they were involved in. And so we all participated in all of those.
So you did, it wasn't just modeling. You had your kids come with you.
Yes, we definitely did. Well, we had them come with us when we were big enough to force them to come with us.
You mean when they were babies?
Mm-hmm, when they were young.
You pulled them in the stroller, so that's how they saw it.
Yes, but you know, my son was in Cub Scouts for a while. My daughter was in her Daisies and Girl Scouts, whatever she did. And so they had opportunities all over to get involved in those activities. And I think that it set an impression. And we were also pretty involved in rescue animals. And so the kids had an opportunity to go to the shelter and help out and volunteer a little bit.
Didn't your son also rescue golf balls?
Well, he had to rescue my golf balls.
No, wasn't he? Didn't he drive one of those carts once at the club that he worked at, picking up golf balls?
Yeah, well, that was a job he had. That was his first job, was working at the golf course. Absolutely,
I remember that he rescued golf balls.
There's good money in that when you're a kid.
The thing that I just want to hit on, though, that you and I have talked about so many times, how modeling proper behavior for our kids is important, and how our kids see everything we do, good and bad. And we both agree. But I also believe in the case of doing good, getting them involved directly, as you've discussed, is of equal importance, because then they actually get the feeling. You know, I brought my younger son, who you know, of course, Aaron, along with me when I visit the kid that I mentor. And he's developed his own relationship now with him on Facebook. And they actually communicate more than Daniel, that's his name, and I do directly, at least on Facebook. I see Daniel more often, but about every fourth time, especially when we get invited to a screening of a movie, because they both are just total movie nuts, I bring my son, and we're going, in fact, in 2 weeks to see Brave, the new Pixar movie. And it's had a huge impact on Aaron. So I would really urge parents that want to teach their kids these values to make sure that they're actively participating, not just watching.
Yeah, and you never know what is going to make the impression, and you may not see it for a while. You know, kids they become teenagers, and a lot of the teenagers, they sort of lose interest in anything you have interest in.
Well, yes, that's the hardest thing. I mean, the goal of being the parent of a teenager is simply to keep them alive, as far as I'm concerned.
But it comes back, and I've seen it with my older kids. It starts to come back because these impressions are long-lasting, but they go dormant for a while, along with most of their good sense. But but what we do makes a big difference. And you know, I believe that what I do for a living is the best example that I can give to my kids in terms of I do every day, and that what I'm about is about helping now. And it took a long time to get here. Before, I was doing other work that didn't have a whole lot of meaning for me. But I fought to get to a place where now what I get to do each day is help people. And so that makes an impression every day. And so, you know, we'll see what happens. I don't expect my son to carry on the family business, but I hope that he brings those values to the work that he does.
You know, it's ironic because, as you know very well, having been involved in my life a lot, part of the reason I went back to work was a similar one as yours. I wanted my kids to see their dad being a positive impact in the workforce and the world at large. And I find that to be a wonderful part of what I do, that they see the community I've developed and the people and the things I write. They can, if they want, listen to my radio show, which they rarely do. But one of my sons has actually been on a couple times. And as you know, Arnie wrote the theme song for my show. He's graduating high school next week.
Yeah.
Hard to believe, and going off to college.
You know, thinking about men who are making a living in ways in which they're not proud, or perhaps lacking it in integrity, or just not living up to the standard that they have for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not only less than the work itself, it's the how you hold it. And if you're feeling that way about the work, then that message is being delivered to your kids. And I think men need to know that they've got a lot of power to make changes in the work they're doing or in the context in which they hold around their work. And I would encourage those guys to look at it and make those switches, because the kids are watching. And if you want your kids to grow up and have meaningful lives and understand the value of giving back, then you've got to be that example.
I agree with you. However, it's hard for some men, and I have sympathy to that. So if they cannot do it in their formal work life, they sure as heck can do it in their family time.
Yes, but all change is hard, and there are solutions to the most seemingly impossible, intractable problems. And I'm not suggesting that men necessarily change jobs, but imagine it. Imagine doing something that you would be proud of. We talked last night in group about just a terrible situation where a business is closing and a lot of people are losing their jobs needlessly. The guy in group was just really holding a lot of pain around what's happened to all these people because he feels somewhat responsible. And he's not being able to see how those people are all going to find a solution to their problems. But what I have found is that there are always solutions. And we can't know, I can't know what your solutions are, but I can help you get to a place where you're going to find it. And so I would just say I have a lot of faith in people and being able to find those solutions, even when things look impossible.
Well, that's a great way to look at life. I mean, the old Dale Carnegie positive attitude thing really works. So part of it is attitude, and the attitude becomes contagious. When my son was struggling and still has struggled to find a part-time jobs, I think his attitude was hurting him. It seeps out of your pores when you're negative or discouraged. And it's not always easy to pump yourself back up, but the more you can do it, the better off you'll be in whatever change you're seeking. So I'm with you there.
And that attitude can be adjusted by the energy that you put into doing something good, which sort of circles back to what your topic is today.
Yes, right? Indeed. You know, it's funny. I often quote the late Viktor Frankl, who survived the Holocaust, and said that the Nazis controlled everything in his life except how he reacted to it.
Right. Well, his book, Man's Search for Meaning, is a terrific one.
Wayne, we're nearly out of time. Where can my listeners find you?
I am in sunny Southern California at bettermencoaching.com, where you can get a copy of my book and see what kind of work we're doing to help men to become better fathers and husbands.
Thank you, Wayne. As always, it's been great. Went by way too fast. I'll talk to you next week.
Bye, Bruce.
We will be back with another dad, Zach Rosenberg, who is the 8-bit dad.
Then I thank God this world's been blessed with a thing called love. Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind it covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love.